This is great. Not only do we have this man, good friend of our show, in the studio every day we're watching the Today Show. He is muted because we've got to talk on the radio. But separate to that, you can also see him tonight on The 100 with our other good mate, Andy Lee. That's After the Block tonight on Channel 9. Carl Stefanovic, welcome back to the show, Carl.
Yeah, good to be here. Woo!
Oh, big dog. It's been so long. Carl, how are you going? How's Sydney lockdown? How's fatherhood? It's, you know, tough with a baby in lockdown.
Well, it's been a long, long haul, let me tell you. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel for me to tunnel into Queensland either. It's just appalling. I've become quite well. I was depressed, but then I rediscovered my love for alcohol on the weekend.
100%.
It's just a way through it, through the din of vodka that I didn't realize I loved so much.
Carlos, are you knocking back, like on a weekend? Because I'm up to at least a bottle and a half to two bottles of red a day, just because there's nothing to do.
Shreds off.
See, I've got myself worked out. So Friday's very different to Saturday. Friday after I get home from work at like 9:30 in the morning, I always try and have a little sleep. I try and muster all the courage I can to get past midday before I have a drink.
Me too.
And then I just start off with light beers, and then I sort of gradually move up to vodkas, and then I'm asleep by 7 o'clock. But on Saturday, I'm definitely a red wine person because I'll cook something. What about the way things are now? All you have to look forward to is what you're going to cook on a weekend. Like, so depressing.
I know. And reaching 12. 12 o'clock's the key, because sometimes it's like 11:30 because the hours we work, and it's like, oh, no one's going to know.
Was it daylight saving last night? Yeah. Is it 12:30 now?
Now.
Look, I have succumbed a couple of times. I'm just gone, oh, it's 15 minutes until 11. I could just have a drink of some kind. Don't you reckon?
What are you cooking, actually? What's your go-to?
Well, you know, I'm into meat. So for me, it's like the sirloin, this Wagyu sirloin that costs about $180 a kilo is my go-to because a local butcher does it for me.
Do they give you the fat too, Carl? The fat that comes with it, the Wagyu fat? Oh, my God, how good is it?
Yeah, it is magnificent. So for me, that's the go-to. It's so delicious, and you can actually, if you stand on the scales, you can watch yourself go up in weight while you're eating it. It's just beautiful.
How sad is that, Carl? I've had Uber Eats delivered all for me, and I've ordered so much, and I lift the bag, and I go, that's how much weight I'm about to put on.
Yeah.
Whatever's in here, I'm about to be that much heavier.
Uber Eats on the weekend, though, because I've got my kids come over. Like, Uber Eats arrives almost every hour for 7 hours in a row. It's like, whose is that?
And it's unbelievable.
The outside goes nuts every time the doorbell rings, and it's just like, I don't know. We'll never forget this beautiful time in our history.
We do the same thing, Carl, because I've obviously got teenagers as well as you do. Now, I don't know what the neighbours think, whether we're running drugs through our house, there's all these parcels and Uber Eats coming in every single half an hour to an hour, from 12 o'clock till like 8 o'clock at night, because they order dessert, they get their lunch, they get their dinner. It's just constantly Uber Eats coming.
I hate to break this to you, but from what I've read, what I'm learned to believe about these things with drugs, I don't think you put on as much weight as what we're putting on.
It's a good point.
Are you getting out? How's your exercise? Do you get out for a walk?
I don't know why you'd raise that. what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Just kick a man while he's down in quarantine.
He just hopes they make him do something on today, like hop on an exercise bike for a laugh or something. Goes, that'll do.
No, I've looked at them online because I like the idea of that Peloton thing, but I just can't.
Me too.
You know, they say it's like 3 months wait, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'll order it now because in 3 months' time we'll still be in bloody lockdown. So I'll be sweating it up in 3 months' time. And let me tell you, I'm going to be the size of a freaking house by then.
Do you know what? Oh, yeah, no fair.
I was going to, speaking of that, because I've put on we've been in a lockdown a long time here, Boxy, Melbourne. Yeah. We're nearly 220-something days. I've put on at least 17 to 18 kilos. Yeah. What are you up to? You've only been a short time in lockdown. How many kilos have you put on?
Well, I reckon maybe 12, 13.
And, oh, that's grim.
You know, that's in a heartbeat. I've got a heartbeat. I might be able to do something about it. I just can't be bothered because you know what I'm saying to myself now to justify all of this? eventually we'll come out of this, Carlos. So you may as well eat and drink what you want until we come out of it.
Smart. You know? Yep. Now, Carl, do you have a different range of suits? Like when I go on tour for stand-up, if the tour is going for longer than 2 weeks, I bring large T-shirts for the start of the tour, XL T-shirts for the end because I'm coming back bigger than when I left. Do you ever go in and just go, not that suit rack, I need this suit rack? It's been a big week.
Well, my options have got, to be honest, a little bit more diminished over the last couple of weeks because I've got suits there from 15 years ago when I started on the Today Show.
Oh, why have those? Tough at night.
It's got Fatty Wharton suits in there ready to go.
I can't even get one arm in because I'm just massive in the arm.
Do you know what, Carl? Okay, this is actually getting quite depressing. So I'm going to give you the silver lining. If there's going to be a silver lining in this pandemic, one tiny thing would be the fact that, Carl, about a year ago, it's so long ago now, I can't remember, you and Fev had some bet. But you were going to run nude down Bourke Street, and clearly that's never going to happen. So that is one good thing that came out of all this.
Well, look, to be honest with you, I'm still happy to do it. And now that I've got extra roles down there, you're unlikely to see anything of my manhood. So I'm quite happy to
do it. I haven't seen mine for about 3 years. We could go on fatograms.com.au. We could be the deliverer, you and me.
Let's do it, brother. You know, you're going to give the people a laugh. It's what we do for a living. You know?
100%.
Carl, we love you, and we can't wait to catch you tonight on The 100 with Andy Lee. Now, that's after The Block on Channel 9.
Don't miss plus?
The Block on You'll dare. Carl. And
after
all,
The 100 kilos.
We love you on the Today Show.
Thanks,
so good to catch up with you. Take care.
And I'll see you at the Spring Carnival next year.
We'll roll in. See you, mate.
Bye. Thanks, Carl.